Hey yo, it's the Memo Show. I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Memo Show. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. I am going to basically give you a radio show. Memo Music Radio, I think is what I'm going to call it for now. Memo Music Radio. And along with a very special guest, I have Rob Takis here, a.k.a. EOD, to go down some memory lanes with me.
Those are bumpy roads, pal.
Rob and I worked on hip-hop for about 10 years back in the 2000s. I vaguely remember the story of how that began. Do you remember, Rob? Do you want to chime in?
How did you get in contact?
I think I remember how you got in contact with me. I think after high school, we didn't talk much for a couple years.
Oh, we didn't know. I moved.
Yes, you moved. And then I got a text message from you saying what? You remember?
I have no idea.
You texted me or called me. I don't know if texting was a thing back then. This was around 2003, maybe. And you said, "Hey, man, I heard you were making beats and I've been writing rhymes. I was wondering if you could help me make some songs." And I was like,
okay. I'm going to cut you off right there. Yeah. Because if there's one thing, because you taught me that when you could tell that somebody else is reading, you clearly have this written down.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not reading anything.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You are a better man than I am.
Well, it's weird because I usually have to defer to Pete to get like the real accounts of shit.
That's like the worst source possible.
I trust him with my memories, dude.
That's really weird.
And then I was like, yeah, sure, man. And I remember thinking of it as like, oh, it was a great opportunity to hang out with Rob again. Let me get him in the studio. I just moved to CC Way and set up shop there. And I needed a project. I needed something to do because I think I was like writer's blocking, right? So I made a beat. We linked up. And then you came in with some beats, right? You came in with like a CD.
I did, and actually, like, that was one of the things I was thinking of before we had, like, actually started recording. I do want to give props to Joe Main, who's been one of my best friends for about 20-something years now. Like, I met him pretty much right after I moved out of Norwalk, and his buddy Tim Crowley. They had been dabbling in beats, and Joey had this CD, and he gave it to me, and it was, like, already scratched up, and I remember bringing it down to you, and it's like, there's got to be something on here that we could use. And I think we used a couple of them, actually.
Yeah, we used a couple of them. But then once we started to, like, evolve in our music making, we realized, like, that's totally not our style.
No. I just, at the time, you know, like, everybody could have been, when they get older, hey, man, when I was younger, I was an idiot. Yeah. I really wanted to be something that I wasn't. I was portraying an image of who I wasn't as a real person. In reality, I was just this, like, shy, scared. I was living in a new town. Like, I'd grown up in one area my entire life. I was trying to navigate, like, all this stuff at, like, 19, 20, 22, like, to, you know, up of those years. And it was just like, you know, I created a gimmick. I've always been, like, a pro wrestling guy. I love that since I was a little kid. And I realized, like, as I got older, like, oh, everybody played a part. And I look back on it, like, back when I was in my early 20s, and I was just this angst-filled, anxiety-riddled, didn't have much direction, moved to a new town, didn't know anybody. It was an hour away from everybody I had grown up with. So the best thing I could do is, well, hey, nobody up here knows me, so I'm going to create a vision of who I want them to think I am. You know, like a lot of people do. That was not me at all. But for the time, it worked.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to create that alter ego in order to get through shit, you know? I mean, that's why I created Memo, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
But that CD, that was a good starting point. You know, that was a great starting point. I think we picked like two or three tracks off of it. I put them in the computer. I hooked the mic up for you. I saw you had lyrics, and then you fucking sucked.
Oh, I was terrible. I remember you shooting me with an airsoft gun. I sucked so bad.
You're not the only one that's happened to, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not.
But it worked.
I'm sure somebody's shot you once and twice, and that's learned behavior.
Okay, so here's the thing. I saw the potential in you, and still, to this day, when I play these songs for people, they go, yo, he's got an awesome voice, right? And that's what I heard. That's what I heard. I heard a million-dollar voice in you, and I just needed you to be able to do it to the beat and add some swagger to it and add some flow and add some feeling. And that's the hardest thing, because you can't teach someone to have that feeling or to have that swagger. They have to just feel it, you know? So that was the hardest part, was trying to teach you how to.
And the thing is, like, the worst part is I had to be taught, because the fact of the matter was, like, I was writing all the stuff I was writing, and a lot of it did come from, like, a real place, but I was, like, I was not being real.
Yeah.
So, like, it never came across as authentic. It never came across as true. It came across as just some random guy trying to be something he's not. And I can look back on some of it and know that, but I could also look back and be like, you know what? If I did that now, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but it wasn't you being someone you're not. It was you taking on a character. Because EOD and Rob in real life, there's similarities. You know, there are similarities there that, you know, I've seen. You know, I've seen you do half of the shit that you rap about, and half of the shit you rap about is real. I've lived it with you, you know, like Bountain Street and all that shit. But, you know, you put on that persona because that's what rappers do. They put on a persona so they could tell better stories. But then when you first came in, I realized it was going to be harder than I thought. No offense. But
oh, no, not saying.
I think eventually you started to get it. You started to get what I was saying, because I just had to do it for you, you know, like in order for you to see what I meant. But eventually, very quickly, you started to develop your own style. You started to develop your own way of writing, your own, like, everything, you know. And I don't want to take credit for you, because it was in there the whole time. I'll take credit as a producer being able to pull it out of you like that. But and then after that, I think you were like, why don't you get on the mic, why don't you do a verse? And I was like, bro, I'm not a rapper. And you're like, do it. Writer,
what was the first thing we did together? It's got to be like Seven or something.
Yeah, I think it was Seven. Well, I started to
the hooks. It was harder than I thought.
Yeah, but I think I started doing the hooks, because I wasn't comfortable with rapping. Like, I didn't think that was me. I didn't think that was something I wanted to do. But then I found my own voice in the hip hop realm. You know, I realized it was a great way of expressing, and the stuff that I would rap about, it didn't fit in my own solo music. So it was a perfect outlet for my, you know, stream of consciousness stuff. If I wanted to take on another character and be someone else, I could do it with Generation Under. That was the name of the group, Generation Under. And speaking of which, Generation Under went back all the way to in the 2000s. That was kind of like a revival, because back in 97, 98.
Right? Wow, you're hurting my knees.
When did we record I Didn't Do It?
Oh, God. Well, I don't know. Did we do I Didn't Do It, or did we do Suspect first?
I think that was an A side and a B side.
All right, so.
So we did Suspect.
And I want to say I was still living in Norwalk, and if I was, it was 99, because it had to be like the last year I lived in Norwalk.
Yeah, I don't
know if I could say these things on your podcast, and I'm sure you have like a bleep thing that you could do in post edit.
No, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
No, I just, because it's one of those things. Like, I remember in the Suspect song, you talked about Natasha, right? So it's like, oh, okay. So that's where I timed that. It's like, okay, it had to be high school years. And you graduated in what, 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I graduated in 99. So it had to be, you had just gotten out. Yeah. And I think I was still a senior in high school when I did that song with you. Or both of them, actually.
Yeah, I think we recorded it in my bedroom basement. In the basement bedroom.
Most likely.
In the closet.
I don't know if we did it in the closet or the big room where Mush played. Because I just remember the 4-track setup. Like, and I just, like, because you were doing the guitar. And I remember you had the drum machine.
Yep, the drum machine. And
that little four
and it
pack
was like,
piece of shit.
And you know what was crazy too? We were like 2 years ahead of like the nu metal movement because
oh yeah, oh dude, everything we did was like way before its time.
Yeah, because we had the guitars, we had the hip hop beat, we had the rapping and the screaming, and then fucking like 2 years later, Linkin Park blew up, and we're like, man, we already fucking did this shit. Like, what the fuck? But
I mean, they did it a lot fucking better.
They did a little better, you know. But I mean, we were working with fucking sticks and stones, man. We didn't really have shit for equipment, you know.
Very archaic for what we were doing.
Yeah. So maybe I'll play Suspect or I Didn't Do It right now. Which one should I play?
No, because I'm going to listen to it back and I don't think I actually own the song, so I haven't heard it in a long time. I'm going to say I Didn't Do It. Like I get, because I could hear that sample on that goddamn record.
All right. So this is early, early generation under 98. It's called I Didn't Do It. Yes, that was very archaic. Yes, that was very lo-fi. I'm sorry about the shitty sound quality. That came straight off tape into the computer.
Cassette tape, my friends. Not Scotch tape, not 3M tape, not masking tape, not painter's tape. Cassette tape.
Cassette tape.
90% of the people, if you're actually going on the internet to listen to this, probably don't know much about those.
I had to explain to my kids what a fucking tape was. But anyway, rewinding. So that was back in 98. And then, you know, we went our separate ways. I dated some crazy bitches. You moved to Danbury. And then, you know, I think you reached out. You told me that whole thing. when we got back together, after we started making songs, like after we did the three songs that you brought, I think Seven was one of them. What are
the
some?
Arrival?
The Arrival.
Seven and the original version of Excess. I think if you're like, again, you could bleep out names. If anybody, like, I always hold the Arrival very special because it was like kind of my coming out party. That was like, you did a hook and you helped me out with doing that hook. But you let me go in there and you let me just do what I do. And honestly, it was a combination of you. You and Anna Wombach made me sound incredible. Like the underlying vocals that she put on that song, the hook that you did, the production that you did. I still look back at like people that I like get close with and know, it's like, hey man, I used to do music. This is the first song I did. And I always give you two credit because without the two of you, I don't think I would have had the confidence to even continue going and doing more of that. It sounded so good and it inspired me to like want to get back in there and do even more with you. So like credit to the both of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Next up, we have the reunification of Generation Under with the song off the self-titled album, which you can find on Apple Music and Spotify, called The Arrival.
So, cause Lord knows I got disconnected. It's 7 digits, style to get my click to break your neck. Cause disrespect ain't only dumb, it's fucking blasphemy. You wanna fuck with me, provoke the EOD? By talking street ethics like you got a fucking clue. When the going gets up, all you're repping the crew that's gonna back your every statement when you're talking all your shit. Will they throw you to this line, turn it back in the split into the setting song? Run, I'm about to have me some fun. Street mental, fuck you, I was born in, son. You could get around and go rock your bone in your mouth. And in a short time, no lie, you'll see what I'm about. I'm gonna build you up just to break you down. I'm gonna pick your pride up off of the ground. I'm gonna tilt your back and shove it down your fucking throat. Gen, nothing but a siempre, that ain't no Joe Hart. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. You bring the fire, bring the fire. Gather round, boys and girls, you could all play the game. Just disrespecting, you could bet I'll jump right up in your face. And right about now, you should turn your ass around, cause it's awfully hard to breathe when we pound. On your chest, cavity reality is bit you in the ass. Did you really wanna fuck with me? Go behind my back, it's tragic. Good to have as much, I might not harm you physically, but I'm murdering you with these words. You want my boy once, yeah, back in the day. And don't forget who had your back when you was beating with shame. Now I roll blunts, just wrong and on my right. So don't approach me, little faggot, unless you're ready to fight. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. The manifestation of this nonsense is critical. The way it has dragged on has made me fucking cynical. You know who you are. I don't need to say names, all I need to do is spark a hell and play the game. See, you were right there when the shit hit the fan. Drinking beers with me and acting like you was my man. But all of a sudden, you decide to flip sides. Realize what you've done, just look in my eyes. Like Jekyll and Hyde, the other side is about to unfold. The propaganda and the potion you sold has only done one thing, it brought out the best. It's a PSYCH show, SIS, to another level that it's never been before. Opportunity is here and I'm getting the door. I introduce to you, well, I'm in a design. Generation Under me and Memo have arrived. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. You bring the fire, we bring the gas. Now the only objective is beating your ass because you're walking, talking like you were the man. But you ain't shit to us, just a flash in the pan. You bring the fire, bring the fire.
So that was The Arrival. That was recorded circa 2005. Not sure exactly where we recorded it. Could have been one of three places. The Arrival was, yeah, that was our big number one breakthrough. Like, this is it. I think that hearing that song get played back after it was fully done was one of those like eureka moments where we said, we got to keep doing this.
And again, like I do want to reiterate, Joey Maine, Tim Crowley, thank you so much. And to you, because you cut that beat up and you made it what it was. Yeah. So it's a combination. Like, it was definitely a group effort that made that really what it was.
Yes. I didn't even meet them. I don't even know what they look like. I've never met them before. So
I haven't
seen that collab.
Probably since they gave me that CD. And Joey was actually just here for WrestleMania.
Nice. Moving forward, we did the arrival. And then from there, we kind of started to evolve. We started to find our own footing in the Generation Underworld. And I think once we did the arrival too, we were sitting there like, what should we name it? What should we call this group? Whatever. And he's like, bro, Generation Under. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, we'll pick up where we left off. Right. What's another song that you're proud of off of that first batch of music, like off of the arrival?
Ooh.
You mentioned the original version of XS.
The original version of XS holds like a special place because it's a raw cut. It was like never actually finished. And there's just one part where I'm like super proud of how I actually like did my verse, like in the take that I did it. And because it's a very raw and uncut version of it, there's just you in the background just yelling, yeah. And it's like one of those, like at that moment, I knew that I was doing it right because you gave me that approval.
I wonder if I have that version.
You should look for it.
If not,
if anything, you put it like as like a little bonus at the end.
Let's play the version that I have of XS now. Okay, so here you go, everybody. This is this was kind of like a almost like a diary entry for you, right? If I remember correctly,
it was very cathartic.
Yeah, very cathartic. I remember the feeling behind it. And it's one of those songs that I don't listen to a lot because it's so emotional. But we're going to play it for you guys right now.
I'm going, oh my God, what have we just done? It's the reincarnation of Generation Under. If you wonder what I'm talking about, sit tight and I'll recite without a shadow of a doubt. I'm the illest MC to put my feet up on the ground. You're the king of the streets. Yo, I'm pissing your crown and son, the sound is unique. People flocking the streets want me and Memo go demo crazy incredible feats. Like, oh my God, what have we just done? Two distorted minds and rival molded the one. We got one in the chamber, ten in the clip. What was the question? Am I fully legit? Will I quit? Will I last? Will I play? Will I pass? Will I ever write a rhyme in which I'm not talking trash? About my hard knock upbringing, singing the blues. No, I think I'd rather rhyme about something new, like... tested, and was it worth the time that I went and invested? Expectancy of a man in this game is based on the fact that if he could go and explain his feelings that he's dealing with in everyday life, instead of picking up a gun or picking up a knife, he grabs a pen and a pad and he lets his mind go. Ink to the paper, such a beautiful flow. And if you don't know, yo, you better recognize, because I once viewed this world through a maniac's eyes, and now I realized my potential's much more. Opportunity was knocking and I answered the door, because I was told I couldn't do it and got up in the zone. Now I'm back in a place that I could truly call home. The world is a stage, enjoy the show. I now present to you the reason that I wanted to flow. It goes,
I
dedicate the track to the non-believers. Who said I wasn't nothing but a worthless dreamer? Who said I couldn't do it, said I couldn't succeed, said I couldn't manifest into the EOD? Me and you are history and now it's all in the past, but you're a new form of being, arose from the ash, and now its only goal is to be the best. And I can really give a fuck if you're not impressed. I don't do it for you because that'd be absurd. I do it because I want it, because I want to be heard. I got this opportunity to do something right, and by the way, I like them drinks with a little twist of limelight.
Can I move on without ever looking back? Forget my past and get back on track. Can I pick myself up off the floor? Can you tell me what all of this is
yeah.
for?
This is for the light and the dark and the heat and the spark and the flame and the pain and the everyday game we play that no one wins. This is for what wants out from within. And the dreams and the terror I've seen, from the sweat and the blood and the dirt and the mud. This is for the crack that lets us shine through. This is for the curtain I'm closing on you.
That was Excess by Generation Under. I actually mixed the demo version that we recorded with the final version, so it's basically an Arnold Palmer. It's half and half. I just wanted to show like the growth from when Rob would come in and record a demo of like an idea that he had, and then, you know, we would let it just sit in the computer. It would marinate along with, you know, all the blunt smoke and Heineken in the room, and then it would gradually grow into something else. We'd find another beat or we'd find a hook and we'd be like, yo, that the verses from Excess would be great on this beat. And then we would go back, we would listen to it, we'd re-record it on a new beat, we'd add a hook, we'd have people come in and do like the background stuff, we'd add samples, and then it would become a whole nother monster. So I just wanted to show you guys kind of like the natural evolution of Generation Under was like in the studio back then.
I just want to make it very clear that this had nothing to do with me doing any vocals. This is literally all memo. I want to give credit where credit is due anytime I can. Like, literally, he's the reason why. It's like, hey, that track you did, I think it would sound better over this because I did this. And it sounds like, and no disrespect to like where anything came from, he did it better because he knew how to, like, he knew what I was expressing. And what I was trying to express was done over something that I wasn't really feeling. It just happened to fit over.
Yeah, man, that's why we worked so great together. I knew what you were trying to get out, but you couldn't get it out, but I knew I can get it out of you. And all of the Generation Under stuff is half and half credit. If you look on Spotify or Apple Music, it's we get half and half. So if I ever make a dollar off of any of those songs, you get 50 cents. So even with you sitting on the couch behind me while I'm engineering, it's still, you were a part of it. You were there. You didn't slack off. You didn't go and hang out with chicks or whatever while I was doing all the work. It wasn't like that. Like, it was, you know, we did shit 50-50.
You've seen me. I don't hang out with chicks. Look,
you know what
the pretty boy in the operation.
You know what I mean?
You were the pretty boy of the operation. Come on now.
Yeah, but you were the badass. You that's that. See, and another thing, that's what made Generation Under so great. And I hate talking about ourselves like this, but
this is the hardest part about this entire thing.
But no,
is actually trying to put myself over.
Fuck it, dude. Because we worked fucking hard, and I think the only thing that we didn't or couldn't do was drop everything and go on tour. I think if we could have done that,
would've. I think is what you're looking for.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, fucking yeah. I think we could have taken it somewhere, but we couldn't. We didn't have the means to do it. So it just became a passion project. And we played a few shows. That was fun. And I think, you know what? This music is, it can still be used for so many things. Like, I use The Brink as my intro to the memo show, you know, because that song is just so fucking rad, man. I love that song. Anyway, the contrast between me and you always struck people right off the bat. So if I came in with a verse first and I would start rapping about theoretical space fucking bullshit, and then you came in and then you were like the raw, ritty gritty, like,
I'm gonna punch somebody.
like you were in the streets, you know, you lived the life, you know, like that.
But I did,
that
my
contrast,
character did though.
No, bro, you did. You did not live in a good part of town. You were from a home that was broken. You were constantly struggling with what to do with yourself because you didn't have privilege.
I had no direction. I had absolutely no direction back in those days. I mean,
you were stuck where you were, and that's where the frustration comes, you know. And you were an observer. You observed everything that went on around you, good or bad. Anyway, I think that
I learned though.
Yeah, that's how we learn. But I think that's what always made us special in Generation Under was the contrast between the two things, our two styles.
I mean, totally different. Like, we were totally different upbringings, but we were very much the same. You know what I mean? Like, all we did, we lived in different sides of town and had different upbringings. But, like, a lot of the shit that we went through was definitely the same.
Yeah, and our passion for music was there, too. You know, even when we were in bands together, this goes... We go way back, even before Generation Under. Like, we were in Mush together. We did that little side project with Pete for a little bit.
Oh, the Psychosis project.
Psychosis, yeah. I'll probably play some Psychosis if I get Pete on. We'll play Psychosis and stuff. But what else you want to play for these guys? You want to get more into our more like when we really started to like figure things out.
Hijack.
Okay.
Because there's a very weird, very, and I don't know if even you knew this, but to me, it's our best storytelling song.
Yeah, we set out to make a storytelling song with this song.
Yeah, and it was just like with the idea of like two cars chasing each other in the desert.
I think we heard that sample, that guitar sample. I think that's when you were like, I have an idea. And then we went verse for verse, and my verse, I twisted it to make it seem like I was just paranoid and I was...
You were running.
Running. But I was only running from myself. There's nobody actually chasing me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times in life, you get that anxiety, you get that panic, and you're like, you know, something is fucking with me, and it's actually just you. So that's what I wanted my verse to portray. But your verse...
Yeah, I'm just fucking with this dude. I'm not a fed.
Yeah.
And it's basically like... It sounds like a really, like, especially in 2024, like, given all the, like, advancement in mental health awareness and everything, I'm literally the douchebag behind a guy having an anxiety attack fucking with him the entire song. I am the guy who is driving a Ford Explorer that happens to be black, and he thinks I'm a state cop, but I'm not. But I'm going to let him think he is the entire time he's driving, because I can see his reflection in the rear view freaking the fuck out. And that's pretty much the gist of it in hindsight.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. That's such a great fucking concept, man. I love that thing, man. I love
it. Yeah, it's like or to me at least, it was like one of those, like, that was the first song where we stepped out and we're like, okay, we've created the Memo persona, we've created the EOD persona, and this is gonna be neither of those, but we're gonna go in as those two and display this story.
All right, everybody, this is Hijack.
Strong emotions tend to express themselves even when we try to hide or suppress them. When continuously suppressed, they may go underground and may interfere with bodily functions. Symptoms of such ailments are often called psychosomatic. Psychosomatic are such physical disturbances that have emotional causes.
Yo, I'm wanted in all 50 for shit I didn't do. Down 95 rear view, all I see is red and blue. Suicidal thoughts just like Biggie Smalls. And I'm ready to die before I serve time. They got more evidence than I've got alibis. All my stories are twisted into lies. They think they got the true perpetrator, but I'm just as innocent as him or her. And I don't know exactly what I'm running from. Maybe they won't listen, maybe they won't reason. So I bang gears while I release a tear. I've got nothing to fear, just trying to get out of here alive. Just trying to get by, mad choppers in the sky. So I ask again, why? What laws did I break? What side should I take? I'm not going down for something that's not my fault, cause I'll perish just
to come back and haunt you and cherish every moment I'm stuck in limbo. Motherfucker, think twice before asking for help. The only person I'm running from is myself. What am I running from? What have I done? I gotta keep driving till I see the sunrise. Tears in my eyes, blur the white lines. Paranoid mouth dry, yo, I must be high. What am I running from? What have I done? I gotta keep driving till I see the sunrise. Tears in my eyes, blur the white lines. Paranoid mouth dry, yo, I must be high.
Yo, I know what you're running from, I'm right behind you. EOD to headquarters, I'm in hot pursuit. Malibu, yeah, 76, heading southbound. Yo, I need some backup and hit the limited sound. Time to be a vigilante, time to up the ante, time to be a rogue soldier. Hunt him down like Tom Clancy, this Nancy. Ain't got nothing on my side, yo, I'll wreck him like a hotel room before I bring him in. Ain't sick, evading, attempting to escape. This ain't freeze tag, motherfucker, this is your fate. Debate to yourself, is it worth it to run? When I catch up to you, you'll never ever see the sun again. Like a day, you'll be a thing in the past. No more smoking hash or cold beers in hand. No more hip-hop music, Xanax abusing. No more smoking L's in your whip, just cruising. Why did you do it? What was going through your mind? Why'd you grab the stash and head down 95? Yo, I lied. I'm just fucking with his head, yo, I'm just tailgating this dude, I ain't no fucking fed. What am I running from? What have I done? I gotta keep driving till I see the sunrise. Tears in my eyes, blur the white lines. Paranoid mouth dry, yo, I must be high. What am I running from? What have I done? I gotta keep driving till I see the sunrise. Tears in my eyes, blur the white lines. Paranoid mouth dry, yo, I must be high. What am I running from? What have I done? I gotta keep driving till I see the sunrise. Tears in my eyes, blur the white lines. Paranoid mouth dry, yo, I must be high.
All right, everybody, that was Hijack. There's a few things going on in that song. Rob, do you want to talk about how you came up with the idea?
I want to say Fever Dream, but it's probably just daydreaming at work. Literally thought of just like outlaw chase through the desert. I'd never been out west. I'd never seen a desert, but I always pictured like that old school like 80s Caprice cop car chasing some El Camino or maybe a Malibu through the desert. Definitely, it was a lot of your car that inspired the idea.
76 Malibu Classic.
Absolutely.
Four-door.
Nice blue. That thing was gorgeous.
I want to buy that car again. I swear to God, when I get money, I'm going to buy it again.
You probably should. You should whore yourself out to get the money to buy that car.
I have to ask my wife.
We established that you were the pretty boy in the operation. So, may I please give you one little tidbit about Hijack?
Oh, go. Tell me.
Because you met him briefly. I know you had. That was actually the last song that we recorded that I actually played for my father.
Really?
He was not the biggest fan of what his son was talking about and some of the music he did. Mm-hmm. My father adored that song. That's the one song that he actually put in his regular like rotation of music when people would come over. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, oh, that's my son and his friend Garrett. They recorded this song and he's a cop and he's a guy like he's chasing him. And it's like a kind of one of those cool nostalgic, like, I don't know if I ever told you that, because it's like, you know, that happened and then, you know, life happened. My father's no longer with us. And, you know, but it's like that song, for whatever reason, is still like probably the favorite thing that I've done with you, because it was like, oh, I finally got that approval. I finally got that, like, the guy who loves music, everything from Two Life Crew to Nine Inch Nails, he likes that song. And big credit to you, because you produced it and you helped out with the ideas. But that, nostalgically and like personally, absolutely my favorite project I've done with you.
Dude, you got me all choked up. Thanks, dude. That means a shit ton. That's so good to hear.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, you never told me that.
Well, all right.
You got me fucking crying over here. Okay. God damn it.
Oh, you think it was easy for me to tell you that?
So I helped you get approval from your dad before he passed away. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking like it did. 19 years of playing drums terribly didn't do it. But that song did, and I'll take that one. I'll take that fucking win any day of the week. over any shitty drum beat that I ever played, mistimed terribly on any talent show or fucking terrible demo tape we did. That's the echelon of everything that we've done together.
Well, that's almost...
And it's for clearly selfish and personal reasons.
No, it'll take on a whole new meaning for me now. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Of course. Now I kind of feel like a dick that I hadn't told you that.
Nah, you're good. That was awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that, Rob. That means a lot. That's really great to hear. Just wanted to share another song, going into talking about how we kind of like kicked it up a notch and we evolved a little bit more. For more information, I think is one of the biggest crowd pleasers, I guess. Like
that was so much fun.
That it's so fun. It's got the fucking the congas, Sean Chafe on the bass. Like it's
Sean
got
Chafe
that,
on the bass.
It's got that like live feel. It's got us going back and forth with a little
just having fun. Not really personal. There's not a lot of emotion in that because we were just having fun.
Yeah, it was let's see how many lyrics we can rhyme as fast as we can and just make it fun. You know, it's like kind of like the party song. Like when it comes on, people are like,
and again,
oh yeah.
Ahead of its time. Ahead you think 2005. Nobody was doing that fast rap shit. We were.
Except for, I mean, like, the very few.
I mean, you had
Tech
a couple
Nine,
mainstream, but like... Well,
Busta
yeah,
Rhymes,
I mean,
Eminem sometimes. You know, the difference was this was fun. And if you really listen to it, like, the lyrics are great, you know?
A lot of wrestling references in that song, I realized.
Oh, I love it. I love it. 24-inch pythons got my back.
And the very, like, under the radar, Tatsumi Fujinami the Dragon.
Yep. You have to listen to it like 6 times in order to catch all the references. So, here's for more information, Generation Under. Memo here, stepping in for EOD. He's a little sick. At least that's what I heard. Sean Chafe on the bass. Checking.
Again, I can't find my head. I bled all the way to the brink of death. Still, I'm left alone, prone to injury and broken bones. This place should be padded, safeguarded, and cloned. I choose to be your enemy because it's just easier. You're just sleazier, there's no pleasier. It's just a seizure, neither right or wrong. This is my song and I stand by it. If you don't, then so long. Forced to bang the bottom of the glass in time with the beat of the music. I don't even like tonight. It's alright if we break down in light. All of our buildings on fire. What a beautiful sight to see. All the people running and fleeing, hoping and praying they get back to the families. I try to help, but I realize it's all just a dream. I'm asleep at the wheel. There's no chance I can heal. There's no feeling of real. There's no taste to my meal. Now I'm on my way to another place of chaos. May I see the end of this journey, burning down all that's left in a hurry. Afraid they all might respawn, but it's over. And plus your dog shit on my lawn.
Yo, your dog shit on my lawn again. Yo, how? Yo,
what?
I saw it, Abe.
You saw my dog.
I don't have a dog, dude.
Yes, you do.
No, I
you
don't.
Control your fucking dog.
I'm a cat, dude.
Shot.
Who the bastard moving faster? Element another natural disaster. Tsunami, Tatsumi, Fujinami, the dragon. You're lagging in the ratings. Everybody waiting, no debating. I'm great tasting. New and improved, can't test it. Mother approved. Always on the move, going out smooth. No filler or thriller. Natural born killers are coming to town. Fuck the bullshit, load up a clip and show them how we get down. Bringing meals to the battlefield and get ready to go toe to toe. Hold while the drummer boy goes. Train singing prayers and vitamins, I'm high again. Don't mind me, man, just hand me a Heineken so I can get back on track again. Hulkamaniac addicted smacks, 24-inch pythons got my back. Square dancing, Hanson, change with the times. Resist buddy list and pick up a pipe. Lightweight caution, Caucasian misbehaving. Punk is here, clear the airwaves. Listen up, just let me in here. Have no fear, my dick is there, just words on paper. My bad about my hamster memo. Yo, I'll clean that shit up later.
Hey, that was for more information. So for some reason, when I went back to go and edit this podcast, I'm missing a big chunk. Rob and I talked about a song called Existence, right? This song was awesome. I thought this song was fucking badass. He hated it. We did the song with a kid named DA that I worked with during the summer delivering ice. This kid was good, but EO, he didn't think he was as good as him. I had them both do verses on this song. Ingrid, Anna's twin sister, and I did the hook. And I always thought it was one of his best verses that he ever laid down. I wasn't going to include it because I lost the discussion that we had, but I'm going to include it because I need everybody to hear his verse. He murdered it, okay? Murdered it. It came from the soul. He pulled from everything that he ever lived through. All of his frustrations and all of his anger came out in this song, and I just want to play it for you. I need to do it justice. I need to do him justice, and I need to play it anyway, even though that part of the recording is lost, unfortunately. But here it is. This song's called Existence.
The planets do not stay in rapid green place in the sky. They seem to be in a slightly different place every day. They move through the sky the way the moon does, so much more slowly. The name planet was first used to describe this motion. It originally meant wanderer.
Around me, I'm lacking the same due to females acting the same. And it's spreading out like water with a crack in a dream. When I spit, it's not a matter of fame. My lyrics come from the elements and the four sources, like out of the sky, pulled by the four horses. Racing to my mind on fiery chariots. 14 met the game and married it. So when I die, the game is gone when they buried it. I talk about my corpse in the third person. Couldn't even feel my life seeing the third version. Grazed in the shoulder by the third person. Review the life of a pit after they write men ended it. But the men looked like the titans, ruined to transform into enlightened by weed smoke, alcohol, and painful lust. Inflicted by a roach filled with angel dust. Saw myself futuristic with mangled pus. All because my perception was tainted by tangled trust. Personal illness decided by crowds I won't mention. If my lyrics are spawned through divine intervention, I'ma stick with my main virtue. Stay on top and never die like commercial. After taking this planet, I'm going universal. After taking the planet, I'm going universal.
We are purified, no exception to the rule. Broken down by trial, redirected by refusal. But I still tear down these walls of my words. I will always fight to be heard. My existence shall continue however I choose. I can lay down and cry, use the struggle as fuel. This fire is mine whenever I sing, and I will never stop.
What about all the shit I had to see growing up? Broken home down on Bowman Street. You think the rest of the world gave a fuck about me or a single mother with 3 miles to feed? Yo, I never been a thug or a baller. Never been a blood grip, a pimp. Never been a shot caller. Just a white dude sitting up in his room hearing gunshots at 2 a.m. outside the new moon. That was the lullaby. Every night I close my eyes, I go to sleep wondering if somebody died. On the front porch, light a torch and blaze another trail. You're a big fish, but I'm just a whale in a teardrop. I'll consume my life. When nobody's left, then you know that I'm right. Cause you little kids are restricted from my home movies. Cuties and the nudies shaking booty for cash. And this brash individual is shady and shifty. Don't want clean money, want my riches to be filthy. Dirty and grimy, you can find me in the cut. D-A-N-E-O-T, fucked up, puffing the blunt. And I jump in the mix, can't fuck with no bitch. Jumps up in the shit when he's scared to get hit. Yo, I've been cold hearted. At times I've been warm, and I fight against the norm, cause I never conform.
We are purified through fire, no exception to the rule. Broken down by trial, redirected by refusal. But I still tear down these walls of my words. I will always fight to be heard. My existence shall continue however I choose. I can lay down and cry, use the struggle as fuel. This fire is mine whenever I sing, and I will never stop rising. We are purified through fire, no exception to the rule. Broken down by trial, redirected by refusal. But I still tear down these walls of my words. I will always fight to be heard. My existence shall continue however I choose. I can lay down and cry, use the struggle as fuel. This fire is mine whenever I sing, and I will never stop rising.
So that was Existence with DA featuring Steel Strings. Rob, EOD, this was fucking awesome.
This was incredible. I really hope that we can dive deeper into some of the other tracks that we've done. We have a lot of content.
Absolutely. I would love to do this. I love this concept of the Memo Radio. I definitely want to come back on because we have hours and hours and hours worth of content. So
absolutely.
Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Can I hit some plugs?
Sure.
Follow me on Instagram, DB50187, or Rob is outside, R-O-B-B-I-S, outside. Obviously, if you don't know how to spell that, that's on you. But yeah, those are like the two social media pages that I'm on. One of them is just a random collection of random nonsense and action figures. And the other is just adventures in hiking and going outside. Hence the name Rob is Outside.
Cool. And you can find all of our music on Apple Music, Spotify. It's on YouTube Music. Anywhere you could find music, just search Generation Space Under. It's got the cool graffiti artwork on front, up front. And I also just released The Brink as a single because I realized that wasn't part of The Arrival. And I couldn't believe it wasn't out there for people to listen to freely. So The Brink is up there under the Generation Under name. And that is what we are going to leave you with. This is also...
I want to cut you off there. Don't forget, if you could find the link, post it in the description of the podcast. There is a flash slideshow video of The Brink available on YouTube.
Oh, yep, that too. We took 15 years to make a video for that because it was so painstaking. We'll talk about that another day. The Brink is up as a single, and we are going to leave you with The Brink. Thank you, Rob, EOD.
Thank you, Memo, Garrett.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, man. Love you. It was great to cut it up and chat and talk. It's been a long time. Can't wait to do this again. There is a plethora of content and stories that we can tell that will fill up hours and hours and hours of time. And I really hope I have the opportunity to cut this up with you again. And yeah, this has been phenomenal.
Awesome, man. All we got is this time.
Absolutely, man.
All right, peace out.
Thank you.
We stay together for the drugs, the sex, the pain, the hope that maybe someday we'll run into some fame. Illogical reasons, but that's the way I think. It's better to be past the edge than on the brink. Pay cuts and scratches, scars you can't match. And empty pockets, people slash some gum and matches. No smoke to light, liquor and bum fights. All I want is for this night to end the fight of salvation again. And snow white petals in the middle of spring. Soak it all in and turn the world outside in. Cause 10 minutes is all I'm used to having. I'm sticking to the padding and this therapy is maddening. But if I act right, don't put up a fight. They might let me out tonight for shattering my spite. So I scratch a letter to a wall of stone. 10 minus 9 and I'm left standing alone. Peace is something I can't reach. Another life of mine washed up on your beach. Another tale to tell, another place to tell. I've got too much of something I can't sell. Another piece of something I can't reach. Another life of mine washed up on your beach. Another tale to tell, another place to tell. I've got too much of something I can't sell.
I take another shot, spit shit, oh so refreshing that I hit the spot non-stop. When I shop for reaction, action like Jackson, rock skills like fashion statements. Yo, I started in the basement, lived out 4 years until my graduation. Medicated mind state, diplomatic debate, illicit proposition in an instant of the crime rate. Wait for it, no need to be impatient. Serve shit addicted that you think it was a basic. Back for more, front door, corner of the four. Upstate New York straight, looking to score. From this jet flying, limousine riding. Here I go trying, egos are colliding. Fight to the death, no rest to catch a breath. Holding up the CVS to re-up
this
my all rest.
Is my medicine, my medication, my medicinal way to gain meditation. Meticulously metaphysical, municipal parking tickets, ambidextrous pickpocket, eavesdrop optimist, pitiful pessimist, platonic space friendship. Is it really worth it? It's effective in every sense of the word. Do I have to say it again? Or you heard? Cause once is enough, after that I get annoyed. I pay attention to detail. I'm feeling the void, this is inside of me. I hope you never have to see. And sometimes I need to be that asshole in order to set you free. The precious, precise, enlightened, roll the dice. I have a good feeling about this. No matter how hard you bite, this is my medicine. My only mortal sin. The whole weather's changing. The ice is melting thin. A needle in a pincushion. You're shoving towards the pushing. The whole argument stops with the honey. What you cooking up? Down, left, right. I got every angle covered and every corner tight. Way too strong to knock down these buildings' walls. And I hope to God you're ready to fight for what's wrong. Sing along. If you think that you but you are getting sick in the teacups of my life, get me off this ride.
Why
Yo, this ride is the shit. Blast and miss, like rubbing crucifix on the cliff. Sick shit, like syphilis, showing other words ill. Kill brain cells, popping out of our pills. Still take the time to talk a bit of trash. Everybody knows that the sketch is a rough draft. Kiss my ass, I'm gallery quality. Great, it's synonymous with EOT, bitch, please. Amateur with a dream. In War Cafe, you don't make it a scene. You're complex, you're stressed, projected by fear. Rhyming Danish with heinous, yo, that's a stupid idea. Anyway, just sit back and think. Yo, it's EOT and Memo living life on the brink.
Is something I can't reach. Another life of mine washed up on your beach. Another tale to tell, another place to live. I've got too much of something I can't sell. Another piece of something I can't reach. Another life of mine washed up on your beach. Another tale to tell, another place to live. I've got too much of something I can't sell.